Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Novikov. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Erickson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Erickson. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey takes first base on ball four. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frey moves to third. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frey scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lombardi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi fires to first and picks off Heck. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Russell moves to second. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joost for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is hit by the pitch. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Novikov moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lombardi for a passed ball. Novikov moves to third. Hermann moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers strikes out. Two outs. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Frey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frey. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Frey steals second. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kraft moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herman strikes out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson who is chasing the ball. Goodman reaches third base with a triple. Frey goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Reds. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gleason hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCormick moves to second. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 2 in the game. Kraft hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers takes first base on ball 4. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0 for 1 in the game. Erickson is called out on strikes. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Myers moves to second. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Myers moves to third. Hack moves to second. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Russell strikes out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into left field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Novikoff hits a fly ball into left field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gleason for the out. McCormick moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. McCormick scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Reds. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-3 in the game. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lombardi moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Lombardi moves to third. Kraft moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-3 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Paul Erickson. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Vern Olson now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frey hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Werber moves to second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-3 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops it up and throws to first, with Olson covering, for the out. Two outs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kraft hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-3 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Billy Myers. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.